1077 The Lake.
With Danny Vaughn, as you've been listening to the instrumental concert series.
I'm a householder somewhere in rural Zambia, and for instance, I call you up and I say, my lamp is failing. Give me some instructions over the phone. How can I get this thing fixed? What do you tell me?
Okay, well, the first thing I would tell you is to make sure it is fully charged. So fully charge your light for 8 hours in the sun, and then basically we can go through the process. The next thing I would ask you is your product under warranty? Let's say your light is not under warranty. Then I would ask you to open up, take a look at it, try to remember how the components are actually placed, first of all, so that when you have to put it back together, you know it.
Connais-tu histoire que me racontait ma nounou? C'est une belle histoire que j'écoutais sur ses genoux.
Listening to WLNF 90.9 FM with towers located in Rapids, New York.
Tune to LCTV 1301.
Take it here.
LKK HD2 Wethersfield Buffalo is 107.7 HD2 The Lake and 107.7thelake.com.
Back to the music.
We never play more than 2 minutes of commercials at a time.
Thanks to the 2 minute promise.
Salt 107.7 and 104.7.
The Buzz.
Rochester's premier LASIK facility is
in question. Absolutely. It's important to get a good night's sleep. even if it got disturbed once in a while. So,
yeah. Even if it is a Nobel Prize knocking on the door. Paul, great to talk to you. Many congratulations. Paul Milgrom there, who has answered the phone for us this time. We're very grateful for you.
Absolutely fantastic. And apparently the auctions that they're talking about are the sort of things that make you see adverts when you go on the internet. That's a result of a super fast auction, and the theory behind it is the thing that that he's been analysing. What a pleasure to have a Nobel Prize winner on the programme. 25 minutes past the hour. This is Newsday. Now we're going to talk about Lebanon and Israel, who are formally still at war after decades of conflict, but they're launching talks now to try and resolve a long-running dispute over their maritime border.
It's next time on the TED Radio Hour from NPR.
Sunday morning at 10 on WQLN NPR.
Good morning, I'm Steve Inskeep with congratulations to Azalea Bell Gray. She's a newborn baby and a pioneer. Her family lives on an island in Maine that has no hospital, and she is the first baby born on that island in 93 years. The first five children of Aaron and Aaron Gray were born on the mainland. The Bangor Daily News reports that Miss Gray broke the streak, the first home birth on the island since her own grandfather in 1927.
Though Clarence fine, if you've got the time, and I tend to get yourself in.
Broadcasting live from the historic Boston store, it's Mojo and AC and the Rocket 105 Morning Crew.
On the Wednesday show, October 14th, we have some clear skies out there. Good-looking day on tap today, 65. You know, when you're 3 or 4 years old, I can tell you just from personal experience, from what I can remember, you're almost like a dog. You'll eat anything that's...
Say that believers gloat over the misfortunes of their enemies. Indeed, how the people of God react to the judgment of the wicked, that matter is not recorded here, nor is it the focus of the second coming of Jesus. Believers in Jesus are not motivated by telling their enemies, you know, just you wait, your time's coming. Rest.
JP comes up next, got the blocks at noon today. Myself, Rob, and Chris going to be headed down to Jamestown after the show. We're going to go to the Desi Lucy Museum. We're going to go to the National Comedy Center. We're going to stay overnight at the Chautauqua Harbor Hotel. Have dinner down there as well. You'll